for a lot of people that have grown up in the wrestling business, I'm sure they're very well aware of your book. You know, Every Man Has His Price. So that tells a big chunk of your story. So what was the origin of this film, and why did you feel the need to tell the story that way?
Well, you know, I'm a minister, and I have been for 17 years, and I kind of call it a God thing, the way this whole thing happened. Mm-hmm. I was approached several years ago by Peter Fierro, who directed this, who put this whole thing together. But I was approached by him. He was doing a favor for a friend and simply doing what we call in our industry a shoot interview. In other words, mm-hmm. we're not talking about wrestling storylines. We're talking about real life. Well, you start asking me questions about my real life, I'm going to start telling you about what Jesus has done in it. And in Pete's own words at the time, he was the backslidden son of a minister. And my story resonated with him. And we became friends, developed a relationship, and he lives in New Jersey, in the New York area, and on a couple different occasions when I would come to town and speak at a church, he would come, and he just approached me one day and said, you know, I would like to tell your story in film, and so I was like, well, okay, and then my son came along and added a little twist to it and said, Dad, how about we do this? It's your story, but as seen through my eyes. I said, wow, okay. That is different. And it's amazing because, I've told this story. I mean, I wrote that book, like in 1994, I believe.
Yeah.
And I've been telling the story for 17 years, and yet now all of a sudden, and I never dreamed in my wildest imagination that we would do a film and that it would then be a Fathom event seen in,
sure.
650 to 700 theaters across the country, which is pretty remarkable. But that's kind of, it's kind of how it came to be, is that it was a suggestion of Pete. And so here we are 17 years later, and I'm still telling this story. And it's funny, a very close evangelist friend of mine, he said to me years ago, he said, Ted, he says, never tire of telling your story. He says, it's your calling card.
Wow.
And, and he was right. I've traveled all over the United States, Canada, been to the Philippines once and to India three times and all over Europe. And yet I'm still telling the story. For about 6 years, between 2006 and 2012, I did a lot of speaking for an organization in Canada called Promise Keepers Canada. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the same mission statement as Promise Keepers in the USA, but it's a totally different entity. And so I would go up there and probably do 5, 6, sometimes 7 Promise Keepers events around the country a year. But the spinoff of that was, at each one of those events, there'd be probably 10 to 12, 15 churches represented, and a lot of those pastors would then call me to come back up to Canada and speak at their churches. So it's just been an ongoing thing. And obviously God's not through with me. I'm going to keep telling the story. I know already there are a couple of major men's events that have been slated that I'll be speaking at. After the viewing, and I know that we're looking at releasing it in DVD, and there's even talk of another book. So
wow.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.